This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe. I'm Corey Crow. According to the Catahoula Parish Sheriff's Office, human remains were found in the Ouachita River about 7 miles south of Harrisonburg around 2 o'clock yesterday. It's unknown by officials if the remains were a man or woman. Authorities said that the body was being sent off for an autopsy. They're asking the public to notify them if they know of anyone who went missing between Monroe and the Harrisonburg area. You can contact the Catahoula Parish Sheriff's Office at 744-5411. Baton Rouge Congressman Garrett Graves, whose district was completely redrawn in a newly passed congressional map, said it could cost Louisiana key GOP appointments in Washington, D.C., like the chair of transportation and infrastructure. He says it's a vital appointment for much-needed projects like the new Calcasieu River and Mississippi River bridges. State police are reminding drivers of large commercial trucks and 18-wheelers that driving through the I-20 construction zone in Bossier City is illegal. DOTD spokesperson Aaron Buchanan says that truck drivers have to use the I-220 detour to keep everyone safe. There's been an increase of accidents along I-20 in the one-lane stretch, and the state police say that a lot of that is due to large trucks in that area. The U.S. Senate Committee on Banking will hear testimony today on the reauthorization of the National Flood Insurance Program. Senator Bill Cassidy says it's an opportunity for Louisianians to tell Americans how unaffordable flood insurance has become.
Biden's risk rating 2.0 is crushing them and will crush people in any state which has a need for flood insurance.
He says the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates that roughly 900,000 policyholders will drop out of the flood insurance program over the next decade because of the risk rating 2.0 mapping, and that will push prices up for everyone who remains. Cassidy says his National Flood Insurance Reauthorization Act of 2023 would cap premium hikes and offer means-tested discounts for those who've had excessive rate hikes.
And does other things to make the program more affordable, more sustainable, and more accountable. It also ensures that people in Louisiana can afford to live in a place that they grew up, and they don't have to drop their flood insurance coverage in order to pay the mortgage.
And with the latest storm, about 5 inches of rain have fallen throughout the KEDM listening area, up to a half to three-quarter inch more today.